When I was a kid, telephones were stationary objects. Most houses had one, or at the most two of them. One bolted into the kitchen wall and the other on the bedside table rarely used. When I became a teenager, my friends got phones in their rooms. Prince's phones, they were called, usually pink with push buttons instead of a dial and a long cord so you could walk around or lie in bed and chat under the covers. The Prince's phone never made an appearance in my family's home. My sisters and I were barely allowed to talk on the phone at all, so why would we need one of our own? Phones became omnipresent later on. First, cordless phones made their debut, and then, of course, came the cell phone. The cell phone changed everything. But before there were cell phones, what changed my relationship with the telephone was becoming a parent. Having children turned a benign object, the phone, into a time bomb. When it rang, I worried. And often my worst-case scenarios came true: a failed test, a bloody nose, a broken arm. One of my sons got suspended from middle school for giving away answers to an exam. During high school, another son was pulled over for speeding, and the cop discovered pot in his pocket. I remember where I was when those calls came in. Things I never thought would happen also traveled through the airways into the phone like little bombs. Ring, my father died. Ring, colleague quit. Ring, ring, trade towers blown to bits. And then there was the phone bomb from my sister at the wedding in Montana. On that day, I'd learned to do something many people are born knowing, and then spend years in therapy trying to unlearn. I went into denial for a whole day. That was revolutionary for me, someone whose heart stays unreasonably open most of the time. Like all of us, I have several characters living within me. There's my vigilant, rational self who lives in my head, my wild, emotional self lodged in my heart, and a deeper self that some call the soul. That deeper self is always there, wiser than worry, vaster than fear, quick to see through the eyes of love. But the rational self is a bossy guy that crowds out the soul on a regular basis. Sometimes the rational self is right on the money, but often it is small-minded and tyrannical. It leads me into a cul-de-sac of overthinking, and my emotional self can spin out of control like a crazed dervish, throwing off sparks of joy and wonder, anger and despair. Round and round, I follow my mind and my emotions. The human experience is dizzying if you can't find the still point in the midst of the turning. The still point is there. It is always there. I know it. I have found it again and again, even within the most turbulent whirlwinds. It may take me a while, but at least now I know there is a still point, and that the storm will pass and the center will hold. When I'm in the grips of too much thinking, too much feeling, when I am frightened or ashamed, judgmental or paranoid, self-righteous or jealous, I know to wait, I know to pray, I know to trust. And sometimes, when there's just too much noise, when my emotions whip up a storm or my overactive mind chatters like a jackhammer, patience and prayer don't cut it. That's when it can be helpful to take a brief denial time out. Which is what I did in Montana after receiving the phone bomb from my sister. I locked up my emotional creature, turned off my repetitive mind, and went to the wedding without them. I mingled with the crowd. I oohed and awed at the tent set in the wheat field under the big sky. I performed the ceremony as if I'd done such a thing hundreds of times before. All the while, I kept the news of the phone bomb in some kind of top-secret vault. Then, copying the behavior of partygoers throughout time, I downed several drinks at the reception so as to be able to make small talk and eat and dance. Denial. Where had you been all my life? The next morning, I left the family behind and got on a plane. It was nearly empty. I had a row of seats all to myself, a good thing, because the minute I buckled the belt, my heart reopened on its own accord. I let the feelings come. I gave over the reins to my emotional self. She took off right away.